next to JR.
We
got to
see if
belongs.
This is going to work. We have someone else on the line that's pressed for time. He can laugh at you as well.
No good.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin.
I would never laugh at a man's misery.
Is that? Did you hear what was going on with Jerry?
Kevin,
of course, it's Kevin Smith from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Come on.
Why do we have an echo?
I think we had an echo because somebody just tried to call waiting thing.
Oh.
You got call waiting?
I, you know, yeah, I can afford it. It's an extra $2 a month.
Think you can swing it?
You can swing that?
I think I could swing it. I'd be able to swing it more if everyone goes to the movies on Friday, goes to see Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Who's not going to see this, man?
I don't know.
Please.
Hopefully everybody's going.
Jerry the King Lawler?
I'll be there.
You'll be seeing Kevin Smith's new movie?
Yes.
It's getting great reviews. We can't wait to check it out.
I know. Very funny flick.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, where are you calling us from?
I was in New York this morning, but right now I'm in Los Angeles.
You're going to be on The Tonight Show.
I'm going to be on The Tonight Show.
We got blown off for Jay Leno, Anthony.
Yeah, that happened. Hey, we could be Jerry Lawler. It could be worse. You know. You got a lot of people in this movie, Kevin. Who's in this?
Jason Mewes, of course, playing Jay. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Chris Rock.
George Carlin,
Jason Lee, yep. Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, James Vanderbeek, Jason Biggs, Eliza Dushku, Allie Larder, Shannon Elizabeth,
wow.
Jennifer Schwalbach, who is my wife.
And Kat.
John Stewart.
No, Kat.
Judd Nelson.
Name the whole cast.
Diedrich Bader.
Who did the lighting?
Frank, who did the lighting.
Hey, Jerry, here's a guy that has a good career going.
Yeah, great. He's still got a job, huh?
Kevin, would you give up a half a mil gig a year for a chick?
Look, I love my wife a lot, but no.
No, see? You got it.
Wow, I guarantee you his wife's not listening to this interview right now.
She's sitting right in the room, but she don't know what we're talking about.
See, Jerry, the problem was you should have told Vince, yeah, I'll come back. Don't worry, I'll take care of Kat. And then you tell her, look, I did everything for you, man. I really went to the
I
went
did everything
to the
I could,
for you.
But you're out of here.
Kevin, are you in the green room right now?
No, I went to the house that we've been staying at since we've been making the movie out here. I'm just there before I go to the Leno show.
Oh, that's going to be cool tonight.
Leno.
If it was in the green room, I could introduce you guys to FPJ himself, Freddie Prinze Jr. I think he's supposed to be on the show.
Is he on there?
Yeah, and then you could dress him down. That'd be nice.
You're not...
Oh, they're great at that, I can assure you.
You're not going to get the screams from the chicks that...
I know. I have to follow FPJ.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've got a legion of 12-year-olds in the audience who are going to scream when he comes out. And
that high-pitched squeal.
And then Tubba Lard himself comes out afterwards. They're like, who? Who's the fat guy?
Kevin, we'd rather hang out with you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
When are you going to come in and hang on the show?
I swear to God, I was supposed to come in today. I spoke to Big Kev over the weekend at the Chicago Comic Con, but then the Leno thing just happened yesterday.
The restraining order against Big Kev hasn't come through yet?
Not at all. I love Big Kev. He's a comic guy.
We do, too. He's a good guy, man. Hey, what's the situation with the GLAAD people? You take care of that?
It's all copacetic now.
I read your post.
I'm back in the gay club.
Are you?
I guess so.
I read your post on your message board. You read all those things?
The post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You look at a guy like Kevin Smith and go, here's a guy with a life.
Not at all.
And then he's reading every message on the message board and answering
back. I'm sitting there every night, cruising the internet, reading every post on the board. The wife is sitting next to me, frustrated, getting ready to move on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Jerry Lawler in about 6 months. Sure.
Now, you gave GLAAD a nice donation.
Yes.
And then after that, did the guy turn around and say that...
Then the guy took the information public.
And you were gay bashing.
Yes.
Says this movie is one big gay joke.
Exactly.
Dude,
that's a great way to plug it.
I said, let's put that on a poster.
I would go to a movie that says one big gay joke. It sounds like a funny movie.
The really shocking thing is it's not. Like, there's lots of gay jokes in the movie, but not at the expense of the gay community. Big difference. But there's more than just gay jokes in the movie. There's tons of stuff.
There's nothing wrong with gay jokes.
Nothing at all.
It's like any other joke. Geez,
it's getting hard to make comedy in this country, man.
Dude, did they complain when you did Chasing Amy? They didn't complain about that, did they?
No,
and the weird thing is they also didn't, like, give me a citation, like any plaudits either. They don't give you the big ups when you deserve it, but they'll give you the big downs when they think you do.
When that whole thing was happening, didn't you at least have one moment where you just wanted to go, shut up, faggot? I mean, didn't that occur to you?
Never.
No, you
never
can't.
In a million years.
Jesus
I just
Christ,
don't think God. That way. I grew up fat, man. I don't sling names at other people.
No?
No.
I don't know. Well, you used the word faggot in the movie a few times. Mm-hmm. That kind of upset him?
No, didn't even use the word.
Not even like, hey, knock it off, faggot?
No.
Really?
Nothing.
You got to write that in.
Yeah, I mean, had I known, I wish you were there when I was scripting.
Yeah. Like I'd help.
He used pickle smugglers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jerry the King Lawler.
Yes.
You're still there?
I'm afraid so. I got to plug whatever I'm here to plug before I go.
Stop, man. I'm feeling bad.
Don't you have something to do? We're talking to Kevin Smith now.
I'm waiting to get the plugs in.
Let him plug.
He's not plugging Cat. He might as well plug
right
something.
It's awful.
Right before I go to see the movie Friday night, I'm going to be at Sports Legends.
Yeah.
In East Meadow, Long Island, from 6 to 8 p.m. After that, I go straight to Kevin's movie.
Awesome. And what's that movie called?
Rat Race, right?
No.
Rat Race.
What did you say,
Jerry?
I'm seeing a double feature.
Awful.
It's called I'm from Hollywood.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Jay and Silent Bob.
Man on
Strike
the Moon.
Strike back.
That's right.
Hey, did Lucas give you any grief, or are you friends with him?
No, I've never met the dude, but we didn't get any grief. So that's
how the hell does he not give you grief? I guess he's a fan.
I hope so.
And how does he not get in touch with you after you put references to his movies in, like, everything you do?
I don't know. Never have, though. I mean, we mix Dogma, and we also mix this movie up at Skywalker, where they've got the sound mixing facility.
Oh, yeah, so you
told
him some cash.
At Dogma, I went to while we were working on that flick, I went to the restaurant up there at the ranch, and one day he was eating
the ranch, Opie.
Pardon?
Yes, thank you. I was just saying the ranch. Some
the
people
ranch.
Might not know what the ranch is.
Skywalker Ranch.
Yes.
Up in San Francisco area. And he was eating with his producer, a guy named Rick Callen, very good guy. And Rick kind of waved at me from across the room, and I waved back. And then George looked at me, and I waved at him, and he kind of waved. And then I saw him lean over as if to be like, who the hell did I
who
just
is
wave
that?
At?
Oh, God damn.
And then Rick McCallum, I guess, kind of whispered who I was, and then he nodded and gave me another wave. But never crossed the room to talk to each other.
Dude,
what are you
going
to say? What are you going to say? Like, hey, obviously I like your movies a lot.
I met him once, and he had the personality of prostate cancer. You didn't miss anything.
Really?
Yeah, really.
A friend of mine met him, said he was an excellent dude.
Yeah?
Said, like, once you get him going, he has a great sense of humor.
You know what? He's going to wait to see what the gross is and then sue your ass.
Yeah, exactly. How much does this movie make? I don't think he has anything to worry about.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. Well, have a break a leg there tonight. And,
thank you. Friday, everybody go, please.
I don't even understand why you got to plug it. I don't see one human being that wouldn't go see this. Your movies are great. The buzz is huge, and the reviews are great. I can't wait.
So far, so good.
Cool,
but,
man.
You know, it doesn't hurt to come on and beg.
Right. And when you get New York, when you get to New York again, you got to drop in. We have a lot more fun when you're here live.
I would love to.
Cool. And we won't have depressing Jerry the King Lawler here.
I'm bringing the room down. I'm trying to pimp my movie out, and I'm dealing with this man's emotional problems. Right. Jerry, it gets better.
I'm saying
it
anyway.
It gets better, sir.
Make everybody miserable. Misery loves company.
All right, Kevin.
You're brilliant.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Kevin Smith.
You talk about bringing everybody down.
Hold on one second there, Jerry. It's not about you. Hold on.
It's not about you. What? The guy's got a huge movie coming out Friday.
Hey, Jerry.
Who is he?
Kevin Smith? You don't know who Kevin Smith is?
I don't know him from a block punt.
Have you seen the movie Clerks?
No.
Have you seen Chasing Amy?
No.
Mallrats?
No.
Dogma?
No.
You're missing some good flicks.
Yeah, right.
You know, if I had Cat, I wouldn't be watching movies either.
Right.
You might have a lot. You might want
to
get yourself a blockbuster
card.
I'll go to
his movie Friday now.
Oh.